Are the press right to print for those elements of the press who have printed? 08459 555 678. I've been speaking to the head of the National Union of Journalists in Ireland, Seamus Dooley, who thinks the Irish Daily Star were right to print.
Our concern is for the decision of Richard Desmond, the former pornographer who made his money out of selling adult magazines and with shares in porn channels, to decide to pull the plug on their investment in the Irish Daily Star. I think that's an over-the-top reaction, and that could put in jeopardy the jobs of up to 80 people.
I think
that is a disproportionate response.
Do you think the future of the Irish Daily Star is now in jeopardy?
Absolutely. There are two shareholders, Independent News and Media and Mr. Desmond's company, and if he pulls the plug, then it is in jeopardy.
Well, he is pulling the plug. He's confirmed that.
And then there is no doubt that as a result of this over-the-top reaction, the future of up to 80 jobs is at risk. And what I'm confused about in relation to this is the Irish Daily Star is part of the Irish Press Council mechanism. There are mechanisms available. Those mechanisms should be used. And I think that this is a disproportionate response.
Yeah, but with all due respect, Seamus, you can't... Once the cat's out of the bag, it's gone. You can't correct the picture. Once it's there, it's printed. You can't undo it.
I absolutely agree. And once the photograph was available on the internet and once it had been published in the French magazine, the princess's privacy had already been a breach.
So are you seriously saying once one paper does something that may be wrong, it's a green light for every other newspaper to do it?
I didn't say that. The phrase of it being out of the bag was yours, not mine. I have never worked on a tabloid newspaper. And I'm not sure whether I would have published that picture. I think on balance, if I was the editor of the Star in those circumstances, I probably would. But I am much more concerned with the disproportionate response of Mr. Desmond.
So for me to get this right, sorry, Seamus, because I need to understand this. So you think that the editor of the Irish Daily Star got this right or wrong in publishing the photograph?
If I were in his position, on balance, given that had already been published, given that it is a magazine which is a tabloid, which specialises in the type of entertainment and titillation which Mr. Desmond made his money from, I think, yes, I would have made that decision.
And why do you therefore feel, because this is important, you're the head of the National Union of Journalists in Ireland. You hold a significant post. Why do you think the Duchess was not entitled to privacy?
Well, I think if we look at what... she has an entitlement to an expectation.
In this instance, you do not think her privacy was breached. Why?
Well, from what I know of, I don't believe that her privacy was breached. Paul Tweed talked about the reasonable right or the reasonable expectation and privacy of a private individual. She's not a private individual. And if you decide to go out as the Duchess on a balcony which is visible... She is a public figure.
A celebrity and a public individual. Are you saying a public figure and indeed a celebrity is not entitled to privacy?
The phrase that Mr. Tweed used rightly is a reasonable expectation. And given the media attention which she and her husband courts, I don't believe that it's a reasonable expectation.
And the fact that she was in a private space, Seamus, that doesn't matter.
Well, I think that issue of a private space, I would like to know more bluntly about whether or not there was a lens used, whether it was visible from the road.
Tell me what the public interest is here.
The public interest is not, I'm very clear on this, this is entertainment, this is public curiosity. I would not die in a ditch on this one in terms of saying that there is some greater public interest. But newspapers are commercial vehicles which sell. I would much prefer that every newspaper in the country would investigate corruption, that there was, you know, that we were all very high and mighty. But the fact of the matter is there is a demand for the Star. The Star is a very important paper. It covers politics very well, it covers sports very well, and part of the mix which has made it a commercial success is actually the entertainment value.
Final question. What do you say to Richard Desmond?
I would say that Richard Desmond wins my gong for the greatest hypocrite that has ever walked this earth, because he has made his money through pornography. And I think that this is much more...
Well, hold on a minute. This isn't a discussion about pornography. This is a discussion about the rights and wrongs of the entitlement to privacy. So under no circumstances can you lay the charge of hypocrisy if you're basing it on pornography. Pornography has nothing to do with this discussion whatsoever.
No, nothing to do with it. It might be uncomfortable, but the reality is the man made his money on topless models. The big shock horror thing now is that this picture is of this. What was the picture of? It was of a topless woman sunbathing. There's no, this man is not some.
See, you're mixing the arguments here. You know precisely that what Mr. Desmond does is that he uses adults who volunteer their services, who volunteer to be pictured half naked. This is a completely different argument. This is about privacy, and you know.
No, it's not about privacy. Actually, what this is about is Mr. Desmond's concern about his commercial interests in the UK, and he is prepared to sacrifice the jobs of 80 people in Ireland. Rather, I think it is a totally over-the-top reaction.
Okay.
And I would ask him to reconsider, because I actually think if it is a legitimate editorial difference of opinion between Mr. Desmond and his editor in Ireland. I recognise that. And I think it is an over-the-top reaction, and I would ask him to reconsider. But I do not think you can ignore where Mr. Desmond is coming from on this.
Okay. Always nice to talk to you, Seamus.
Thank you very much.